So I'm curious, how are the customers that you're working with? How are they responding to the service?
Oh, wow. We have a lot of different customers. We've got over 50,000 members in over 80 countries around the world. And there's a spectrum of people that are involved that have come to Nice. Sometimes you have your standard pornography addicts. They want to get free, and they use Covenant Eyes, and the key word we get from them when we receive calls and emails is freedom. They just feel an incredible freedom to surf around and know that someone has their back, to know that they are accountable to someone, to know that if something happens, that someone's going to be there to talk to them. That you also have people on the other end of the spectrum that have really never struggled with this in any demonstrative way. And they just have Covenant Eyes because they want to make sure they never do. And so they are. And so we have people from kind of all, you know, different ends of the spectrum and in between. And usually the key word that people tell us is, "I feel so free now because I no longer feel like I have this secret life, or that I could potentially have a secret life." And that is just a very freeing thing.
Very, very good. So where do you see the future of internet filters and pornography as you look at it, you know, kind of where we're headed? Can you forecast where you think we're headed with filters and with pornography?
One thing that filter companies and accountability software companies like ours really need to work on probably more than anything else I can see is things that relate to mobile devices. We are entering a new era of how to access the internet, and that is, we've seen that here in the last several years now. There's been a growing technological savvy in terms of these companies that are now putting out like, for example, the iPhone or some of these the Blackberries or the Blackjacks or these kind of things, where the internet is, it's not just some scaled down version of the internet where it's just some sort of text only kind of thing. You're seeing the internet, just a smaller screen, and it's in your back pocket. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of filters or accountability software out there for these things because they run on different protocols or the protocols are slightly changed. So that's something that we're working on right now here. We're beta testing accountability software for devices that use Windows Mobile. Then we're going to move on to other things. But we've kind of one project at a time as we do this. We're trying to nail down some of these areas where people are now being able to access pornography, not through their home computer, but through a cell phone.
You know, I'll never forget that story of a client who comes in and tells me that he's been accessing pornography while in his college class during the lecture. And as he walked me through the process, he would be, you know, in this college classroom, maybe a little bit bored, and obviously his mind is wandering. And as he started to talk about that, he said, "It's just too easy. I can sit in my college class, and if it's boring, I'm sitting there, you know, obviously in a classroom setting like that, taking a lot of risks." But I remember that, and that was probably 3 years ago, and I'm thinking, if that's where we're headed, we're going to have to match or meet that, and how we're doing that. I'm so glad to hear that you guys are working on something like that, because that is something that has been of deep concern to me, is how do we protect people in those situations? I think that's very, very challenging.